From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, I'm Paul Bendereau. And Melody Time gets underway this time with the Dresden State Orchestra under Ottmar Suttner playing a classic Viennese waltz by Joseph Strauss. Joseph, the second of the three Strauss sons, wrote the waltz for a student ball, and he includes in it the melody of a well-known student song of the time. And it's that song about the lusty joys of student life which gave the waltz its title. Mein Lebenslauf ist Lieb und Lust.
Thank you.
Sein Lebenslauf ist Lieb und Lust by Josef Strauss. After the First World War, there was quite a fashion for writing new words to old melodies to produce new songs or even complete operettas. And it didn't matter whether the original music was by Mendelssohn, Tchaikovsky, Suppé or Liszt. It could all be recycled into new operettas. The same thing even happened to Johann Strauss, who, after all, wrote enough original operettas of his own. It was rumoured, though, that Strauss's widow had more than a little to do with this particular production. Whatever the case, the operetta Casanova was given its first performance in Berlin in 1928. It had been put together and arranged by Ralph Bernatzky, using melodies by Johann Strauss the Younger. Bernatzky himself was the author of a number of brilliant reviews and musical comedies. Well, Bernatzky's attempt to revive the music of Strauss through the Casanova story was not particularly successful. But one song from the operetta was an immediate hit, and has remained so. The internationally celebrated soprano, Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, made it a firm part of her repertoire. So let's hear her inimitable performance of Laura's Song from the operetta Casanova. Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with Laura's Song from the operetta Casanova. The Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus of London were conducted by Otto Ackermann. Round about the time that the real Casanova was making himself the talk of Europe through his adventures in the second half of the 18th century, his fellow Italian Luigi Boccherini was also attracting attention throughout Europe. First as a child prodigy on the cello, and later as a highly regarded composer. Boccherini is seen as the father of the string quintet. In addition to his famous cello concertos and his many other chamber music compositions, Boccherini wrote no less than 125 string quintets. From this wealth of music, it's just one single movement which is famous throughout the world. The minuet from Opus 11, number 5, known universally as Boccherini's Minuet. Countless arrangements have been made of this minuet in the 200-odd years since it was written. What we're going to hear is a new recording by the celebrated American ensemble, the Smithsonian Chamber Players, who play original instruments of the period. Thank you. Boccherini's Minuet, performed by the Smithsonian Chamber Players. Boccherini died in poverty in 1805 in Madrid, where he'd gone to live in better times at the invitation of the Spanish ambassador in Paris. In 1801, the composer Albert Lortzing was born in Berlin. He was to become famous for his comic operas, but his life, like Boccherini's, was hardly a bed of roses. It was so full of ups and downs, in fact, that he became notorious for his bad luck. Although his talents were many, he was a composer, a librettist, a conductor, a singer and actor. Lortzing often lived on the verge of destitution. And when he died at the early age of 49, many said he died of hunger. It's hard to believe that in a life of such care and woe, he managed to bring so many cheerful melodies, comic characters, and humorous situations to the stage. His opera Der Wildschütz, The Poacher, was premiered on New Year's Eve 1842 in Leipzig. It's become one of the favorite comic operas in the German repertoire. And the figure of Baculus, the schoolmaster who wants to sell his bride for 5,000 thalers, is a masterpiece of theatrical effectiveness. In the end, it's Baculus who ends up as the loser. But let's listen to him while he's still full of his money-grabbing dreams of 5,000 thalers.
Soll ich ein Gelehrter bleiben oder sterben? Kaufe ich mir Staatspapiere oder schenke ich bayerische Biere? Treibe ich Ökonomie, baue ich ein Tivoli? Doch warum die Zeit jetzt tötet und die Tränen martern mich? Habe ich erst die Moneten, habe ich erst die Moneten? Findet schon das weitere Sieg, findet schon das weitere Sieg. 5000 Taler, 5000 Taler. Das ist ein Wort so voluminös, so luminös, so mekoniös und so famös. Beschlossen ist die Weltenplan. Beschlossen ist die Weltenplan. Ich werd ein hochberühmter Mann, ich werd ein hochberühmter Mann. Besausen, 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 beschimpfen, flippen, es krabbeln und zappeln im Körper von Augen und Ohren. Beschlossen ist die Welteplan, beschlossen ist die Welteplan. Ich werd ein unberühmter Mann, ich werd ein unberühmter Mann. Besausen und Bronzen, besausen und Bronzen, beschimpfen und flippen, es gappen und zappen im Körper von Augen und Ohren. Beschlossen ist die Welteplan, beschlossen ist die Welteplan. Ich werd ein unberühmter Mann, ich werd ein unberühmter Mann. Ich werd ein unberühmter Mann, ich werd ein unberühmter Mann. Beschlossen ist die Weltenplan. Ich werd ein unberühmter Mann.
$5,000 from Lortzing's The Poacher, sung by Fritz Ollendorf with the orchestra of the Bavarian State Opera conducted by Robert Heger. Karl Milliker's operetta, The Beggar Student, is also about an attempted swindle of an innocent bride, and this time of an unsuspecting bridegroom as well. But the would-be swindler gets his comeuppances in the end. The story of the beautiful Laura and her beggar student is set in Poland, so of course the score wouldn't be complete without a mazurka. The Mazurka from Karl Millerke's operetta The Beggar Student, played by the Southwest German Radio Orchestra, conducted by Klaus Arp. And that brings us to the end of our Melody Time. The program was compiled by Barbara Anders, the producer was Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer was Thomas Kütting. From all of us, this is Paul Bendereau saying, join us again next time. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.